Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Winnie.
And today is our last day. It's also the third day of our look at this adventure from Sherlock Holmes. That's right. It's the adventure of the Garadebs. It started with a man who showed up by the name of Nathan Garadeb. And he said that if he could find anyone else with the same last name, they would get $5 million.
Yes.
And it was hard to find someone at first, wasn't it? But then they did. Who did they find?
There was John Garadeb showing up in front of their door, right? And he was telling his story. He was from the U.S.
Yes, he was.
And then he traveled all the way to the U.K. Trying to find another Garadeb because he met a rich man.
That's right. Back in America, earlier, he met Alexander Garadeb. This very rich man had no family, so he didn't have anyone with the same family name, Garadeb, to give his money to. What a mysterious thing. But he said, if I can find anyone, if I can find even two or three people, they will all get $5 million. That's a lot of money, isn't it?
It is.
So because it's so much money, Sherlock Holmes wants to be very sure that all of these people really are the Garadebs that they say they are. So let's rejoin the article, rejoin the adventure, and see how it all plays out.
The Adventure of the Three Garadebs.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Sherlock asked,
When did you arrive in the UK?
John answered,
I moved here a month ago.
Sherlock said,
You spent your whole life in the U.S. then. You must know my friend, Dr. Starr.He was a mayor in Kansas.
John answered,
Yes, he's a great man. Well, I must go. Please let me know if you find a third Garadeb. Thanks for your help.
After John left, Sherlock said,
He's lying.He didn't move here recently. His clothes are British. When I asked him about Dr. Starr, it was a test.Dr. Starr isn't real. It's time to visit Nathan Garadeb for more information.
Month. Month. Trish moved away 1 month ago. We all miss her. Trish moved away 1 month ago. We all miss her. Hole. Hole. Ryan just ate a whole pie, but he still feels hungry. Ryan just ate a whole pie, but he still feels hungry. Lie. 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 Lied. Lied. Don't lie to your parents. It's better to tell them the truth. Don't lie to your parents. It's better to tell them the truth. Real. Real. I'm not afraid of ghosts. They are not real. I'm not afraid of ghosts. They are not real.
All right, Sherlock asked, when did you arrive in the UK? Remember, John Garadev had traveled all the way from America. That's kind of an interesting question. Is it really important?
Does it matter?
Yeah, is
right.
it important when he arrived? But the one thing you learn from reading Sherlock Holmes stories, he always has a reason for his questions.
大侦探福尔摩斯就开始办案啦。因为呢 ,John 他说他是从美国来到英国要来找 Garadev。这时候福尔摩斯就问 John 说诶那你什么时候来到英国的 ?The UK is short for the United Kingdoms, right?、
Yeah.
就是大英帝国的缩写。So, when did John come to the UK?
You mean the United Kingdom?
The United Kingdom.
You mean Great Britain?
Yeah.
It's funny, it's a small country, but it has many names.
So many different names.
Anyways, when did he arrive in the UK? Good question. John answered, I moved here a month ago. Oh, so not too long, just a month ago. And month is our first word power word. It's spelled M-O-N-T-H. That's right. Let's have a look at it.And a month is basically a period of time. There are 12 months in a year. Most months are around 4 weeks, between sort of 28 and 31 days. When we talk about our birth date, we often talk about months. When we talk about important holidays, they always take place in different months of the year. There are 12 in each year, as you know. For example, Trish moved away 1 month ago. We all miss her. Trish moved away 1 month ago. We all miss her.
我们知道一天 a day, 一年 a year, 那一个月呢 a month. So there are 12 months in a year, 一年有12个月。前面呢可以加不同的形容词比如说this month, last month, or next month.例句呢只是这个 Trish 一个月前才搬走所以我们都很想念他。所以故事呢说 John 回答说哦、oh, I moved here, 我一个月以前搬来英国的。Why did Holmes want to know this?
Excellent question, Winnie. I don't know. Should we read the article and
sure.
find out? Okay, Sherlock said, you spent your whole life in the US then. Ah, so he's trying to get sort of a history of this man. He wants to know if he just arrived in the UK or has he been there for a long time? Maybe he studied school there. But no, he just arrived there a month ago. So this is why, to make sure, Holmes says, you spent your whole life in the U.S. then. Very interesting stuff. Why is that important? We'll find out. But first, we have another word power word, which is also important. That word is whole. W-H-O-L-E. W-H-O-L-E. Whole. Whole of something is all of something, 100%. If you eat all of the pie, you ate the whole pie. If you stayed up for the whole day, you were awake for 24 hours. And if you watched that whole movie, you watched the movie from the beginning to the end. You didn't miss a minute. You didn't cut out any parts. Whole is 100%. For example, Ryan just ate a whole pie, but he still feels hungry? Ryan just ate a whole pie, but he still feels hungry. Maybe it was a small pie.
Whole 这个形容词表示全部的，比如说 the whole country 全国 ，the whole school 就是全校等等。像这个例句呢，是 Ryan 吃了一整个 pie， 但他还是觉得很饿。这个呢，回到故事呢 ，John 就说他来到英国一个月，所以呢，福尔摩斯就接着说，哦，所以你一生 your whole life 都在美国咯。Well, most of the life, right? Now that he's in the UK. And Mr. Holmes has more questions for John, right?
Yes, he absolutely does. And you're right, yes. John lived in the U.S. for most of his life, so he just arrived there in the U.K. Very interesting. And this is when Sherlock Holmes says, "You must know my friend Dr. Starr." You must know my friend Dr. Starr. He was a mayor in Kansas. Wow. Sherlock Holmes actually knows this important person in
Kansas. Someone in the U.S.
Someone in the U.S. Of course, remember, John comes from Kansas, and he's a mayor. This man, Dr. Starr, is a mayor in Kansas. Mayors, as I just mentioned, are important people. They're politicians. They're the leader of a city. So I guess the idea is that if you're from Kansas, you know who Dr. Starr is. Right.
You will have to now.
I would think so.
Mayor 是市长，比如说 the mayor of Taipei City is...
柯P.
Oh yeah, 柯P.
I know.
Yeah, or the mayor of 高雄.
Chen Chu.
Wow, nice
I like
job.
Her hair. She's got cool hair.
所以呢，整个市的市长就是 the mayor of a city. 那这里福尔摩斯就接着问他说，诶John, 你既然是住在美国一阵子了，那一定认识他的朋友，因为他曾经是 a mayor in Kansas. Kansas 就是我们之前提过堪萨斯州，州里有很多城市，所以 Dr. John 可能是州里的某一个城市的市长。Remember, John's hometown was Kansas, and if he spent all of his life there, 他应该会认识这个政治人物。And did he?
Well, John answers Sherlock Holmes's question by saying, yes, he's a great man. So he thinks, you know, he knows Dr. Starr. Yes, I know Dr. Starr. He's a great man. But then John says, well, I must go. So he suddenly decides that he has to leave the room. He has to leave Sherlock Holmes's apartment. That's a little strange.
Yeah. John 回答说，哦，当然啊，他是一个很棒的人。但是呢，话锋一转，他就不想聊了，就说，哎，我得走了。我们刚刚看到 must go 表示，哎，时间晚了，我该走，我得走了这样的意思。
And then he says, just as he's leaving, please let me know if you find a third Garadeb.And then he says to Sherlock Holmes, thanks for your help. So he wants to know if another Garadeb shows up to collect the money. And then, very politely, he thanks Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson for their help and for their time.
所以最后 John 呢就说，诶，如果找到第三个 Garadeb, 记得通知他，帮大家复习一下。So there were Nathan Garadebs.With the letter, 然后还有 John Garadeb, 就是来拜访 Holmes 跟 Watson 的，然后还有第三个 Garadeb, 不过呢，因为这个有钱人 John 呢，所以他想说要另外找到两个人，所以如果找到第三个的时候呢，记得通知他一声。
But then, after John left, Sherlock said...He's lying. Wow.
How does he know?
He's figured it out. He's Sherlock Holmes.
Right, right.
I don't know how he figures it out. He's brilliant, but he's very sure that this man, John Garadeb, is lying. All right. To lie, it's spelled L-I-E. To lie. I wouldn't lie about that.To lie, yes, it's a verb, as I probably let you know by saying to lie, and it means to say something or to declare something, even maybe to write something, that is not true, and you know it's not true because you're trying to trick someone. Lying is not the same as maybe making a mistake. Sometimes we make mistakes because we get the information mixed up.But lying is when you know this is true, but you say something else because you want to get something or you want to trick someone or you want to have an advantage. Of course, it's very wrong to lie. If someone catches you in a lie, it's a terrible and embarrassing thing and can get you in a lot of trouble. So as our moms and dads and everyone tells us, don't tell lies. For example, don't lie to your parents. It's better to tell them the truth. Don't lie to your parents. It's better to tell them the truth. And if they find out it's a lie...
Lie 这里是动词，表示说谎。在文章里是现在进行式，你有看到它的不规则变化吗 ？Lie 的现在分词呢，不是直接加 ing， 而是变成 lying l y i n g。例句呢，则是说，哎，不要对你的父母说谎哦，对他们说实话才是比较好的办法。另外呢 ，lie 也有名词的意思，就是谎言 ，to tell a lie 就是等于动词 lie 啦。So he told a lie 等于 he lied。这里呢，这个 回到故事呢，福尔摩斯就是说这位客人他在说谎 ，he's lying。他怎么发现的呢 ？Why did he think so？
Good question. And let's find out. This is the best part of the Sherlock Holmes story when he shows you how he figures this out. Well, Sherlock Holmes says he didn't move here recently. His clothes are British.Remember, this Garadev told Sherlock he'd only arrived a month ago, but Sherlock is saying, no, that's impossible. His clothes are British. I can tell that they were made in this country, and probably that they're not new.
这个大侦探开始办案啦。他说他不是最近搬来的 ，recently。这怎么发现的呢？因为呢，他的衣服是 British， 是英国式的。这个英美虽然是好朋友，不过可能毕竟他们中间还是隔得有点远，所以呢，可能款式啊、流行还是有差。John 呢，如果是来一个月的话 ，he should still be wearing clothes that he packed with。他可能应该还是要穿他一起搬来的衣服才对，不会马上就去 shopping 吧？所以呢，这个是让他觉得可能事有蹊跷 ，he's lying. But what if he did go shopping,、mm-hmm. or he really liked the British style? I think this is really not really a good proof.
Well, but yes, but if you notice that maybe the clothes were a little worn,、those wouldn't be new clothes, right? And back、then, there were big differences between a London suit, maybe, and a New York suit.But only Sherlock Holmes can see the difference.、
Right.
And then here's another bit of proof that Sherlock Holmes got. When I asked him about Dr. Starr, remember the mayor in Kansas?
Yeah.
It was a test.
What?、Mm-hmm. A test?不只是这个服装啦，他刚刚福尔摩斯接着说 ，The mayor, Dr. Starr， 大家记得吗？原来 it was a test， 是个测验。这测验测得出什么 ？What kind of a test was it？
Well, as he says, Dr. Starr isn't real. He just made it up. Like if I said, "Oh yeah, the mayor of Taipei, Da Li. Do you know Big Lee, Mr. Lee? Everyone likes him, right?" And you were like, oh yeah, he's a very popular mayor in Taipei. No, he's not! It's a lie because Dr. Lee or Dr. Starr, anyone like that that's made up, isn't real. Haha! And then he also says, it's time to visit Nathan Garadev for more information to find out what exactly is going on here. Yes, as we mentioned, Dr. Starr or Mayor Lee of Taipei, these people aren't real. R-E-A-L, real.All right, if something is real, it's true. It exists in real life, in reality, in the world that we live in. If it's something from your imagination, if it's something in a story, if it's something in a science fiction book or computer game, it might not be real. For something to be real, it must actually exist. For example, I'm not afraid of ghosts. They are not real. I'm not afraid of ghosts. They are not real.
Real 是真实的，是个形容词。同学一定有看过它的副词 really， 去掉后面这个副词的结尾 ly 就是今天的 real 啦。比如说，in real life， 在真实的生活中，或者像文章会说 something isn't real。For example， all of you probably knew that Santa Claus is not real。圣诞老人不是真实的。
Wait,
you didn't know that？
What do you mean？
No, this is just an example sentence.
Santa Claus is real.
Yeah, he brings
presents at
it
Christmas.
It is, yeah.
Good.
所以就是大家知道就好啦。不过我们也看到例句就是我们不怕鬼，因为他们不是真的。
What you said about Santa Claus, is that true?
No, it's just an example sentence.
So he's real?
We all know that.
Okay, I was just checking. All right. Okay, so there you have Sherlock Holmes. That's the way he gets to the bottom of the clue, the mystery, by looking at the clues, by using logic, by asking good questions. Isn't he a genius?
Yeah, but this is not the end of the story
yet.
Well,
I know, but we're getting there, and it's only going to get better.
So we need to stay tuned for next month
for more. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, but I was expecting to find out what happened at the end of today's story.
Not yet. You have to come back.
Now, is that real? Are we really going to find out the answer tomorrow?
It's real. Okay. 真的.
All right, and Santa Claus will be here too, right?
Maybe.
I hope so.
所以啦，就是下个月要继续锁定，才能知道故事到底发展到哪里了。Now, let's go to our magic box and stay tuned for review time.
How exciting.
Magic box. 找亮点。
越来
来到了今天的 Magic Box, you must listen to this. 今天的 Magic Box, 你一定要注意听哦，因为我们要来谈谈 must 这个字的几个用法。有注意到吗？我一开头呢就用了 must最常见的用法之一，那就是用来表示有礼貌的邀请或是鼓励。假设呢你今天看了一部非常有趣的电影，迫不及待的想要推荐给你的好朋友的时候呢，你就可以说 You must go see that film. You must go see that film. 你一定要去看看那部片啊。然后呢，因为 must 是一个助动词，所以不要忘记后面的动词是要原形哦。 You mustGo see that film. 我们用的是原型 go. 那今天呢，我们还要介绍 must 的另外两个常见的用法哦。第一个就是课文里面这一句 You must know my friend Dr. Star. 你一定知道我的朋友 Dr. Star. 这里的 must 用来表示根据事实所做出的推测。那有看出来为什么文中 Sherlock 他一口咬定 John 一定认识他的朋友吗？就是因为前面还有一句话 You spend your whole life in the US then. 你花了大半辈子在美国，那你一定认识 Dr. Star. 再送给大家一句更好懂的例句，我们可以说呢 Jennifer looks so young. She must be no more than 20 years old. Jennifer looks so young. She must be no more than 20 years old. Jennifer 看起来超年轻，她一定不超过20岁呀。那根据 Jennifer的外貌这个事实呢，我们推断出他一定不超过20岁。不过呢，这也要注意一点，如果你是使用这个根据事实所做出的推测 must, 那它的否定式可就不能说 must not 咯。那要怎么说呢？要说 cannot。 所以刚刚那句话我可以说 Jennifer looks so young, she cannot be 40 years old. Jennifer looks so young, she cannot be 40 years old.Jennifer 看起来那么年轻，她怎么可能40岁呀？注意哦，我们这时候就不会说 She must not be 40 years old. 那 must 在课文当中另外一个常见用法是什么呢？没错，就是表示责任以及必要性的 must, 也就是以下这一句话 I must go, I must go, 我必须走了。那再多给你一点情境好了，比如说以下这个句子There is a problem, I must talk to my boss. There is a problem, I must talk to my boss. 有问题出现了啦，所以呢，我必须跟我的老板谈一下。以上三个 must 的用法，你有把握住几个呢？来个小测验看看你懂了多少哦。该怎么说 ?Milton 跟 John 不可能是兄弟，他们长得太不像。
The answer is, Milton and John can't be brothers. They look so different.你有答对吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
So what kind of game are we going to play today and how much fun is it going to be?
I don't know. Do you have any idea?
Well, I thought you were going to make one, we were going to do one with sentences, right?
Sentences.
Yes.
How about let's try fill in the blanks?
Fill in the blank sentences.
Fill in the blank sentence.
Okay, so what's the idea here? I make a sentence.
And I'll try to fill in the blank
with one of our word power words.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. All right, let's see. What can I think of? okay, here we have one. Most of the planets in the Star Wars movies are not...
Oh, Star Wars, 星际大战。星际大战里面的星球都不是...
Are not.
真的 real.
Are not real. That's right. Dantooine, Tatooine, Alderaan.
Good that I watched that.
Sure, everyone should watch Star Wars. They're fantastic movies. And anyone who says Star Wars movies aren't great is telling you a...
I can't say that.
What do you mean?
Because maybe some people probably...
But they're wrong!
They're wrong,
so All right, party pooper. Okay, let's see. That's something else. If you're really, really hungry, you're probably going to want to eat the whole...
The sandwich
yourself. I gave it away because I was worried about Star Wars fans. How about this one? Most summer holidays for kids begin in the... of July.
In the of July, 七月, month.
In the month of July, of course, mm-hmm. that's an easy one because mm-hmm. month, July, July yeah. is a month. There you go. All right, let's do one more with that other word that we sort of tried to use, but you didn't like my sentence, apparently. Little Bobby got in trouble because he told his parents
a lie.
Which or, in other words,
he was lying.
Okay, or he to his parents.
He lied to his parents.
And remember, lied, past tense, L-I-E-D, but if you're using it in the continuous, lying, L-Y-I-N-G. Don't make a mistake, you'll get in trouble, and that's no lie. All right, guys, we'll see you next month with more from the amazing casebook of Sherlock Holmes. Until then, bye-bye.
The Adventure of the Three Garadebs. Sherlock asked,
"When did you arrive in the UK?"
John answered,
"I moved here a month ago."
Sherlock said,
"You spent your whole life in the US then. You must know my friend Dr. Starr. He was a mayor in Kansas."
John answered,
"Yes, he's a great man. Well, I must go. Please let me know if you find a third Garadeb. Thanks for your help."
After John left, Sherlock said,
"He's lying. He didn't move here recently. His clothes are British. When I asked him about Dr. Starr, it was a test. Dr. Starr isn't real. It's time to visit Nathan Garadeb for more information."
Month. Month. Trish moved away 1 month ago. We all miss her. Trish moved away 1 month ago. We all miss her. Hole. Hole. Ryan just ate a whole pie, but he still feels hungry. Ryan just ate a whole pie, but he still feels hungry. Lie. 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 Lied. Lied. Don't lie to your parents. It's better to tell them the truth. Don't lie to your parents. It's better to tell them the truth. Real. Real. I'm not afraid of ghosts. They are not real. I'm not afraid of ghosts. They are not real.